Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Jeez, a little over a week away, it's going to be live day. Can you believe it's almost here?
Oh, boy.
Damn.
The nerves are starting to kick in.
Oh, no.
What could possibly go wrong? Everything is live.
Everything always goes wrong, BJ.
Yeah, live day. This time we're doing it at Snoqualmie Casino. And yeah, for the second year in a row, we want a live studio audience. That means we want you to be there with us. Our show, The Men's Room, completely live. Sound effects, commercials. This music you're hearing right now, well, this is recorded. Not at live day. It'll be done live. Nothing pre-recorded, Steve.
Well, our friend Craig Gass, he's going to be joining us, which always means he brings some of his celebrity friends.
Oh, nice.
Also, our friend Ellen from Q13 Fox is going to be coming down to cover it. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, Ellen can stay as long as she wants.
Oh, she's going to. She has no choice.
All right. Oh, this is going to be a party.
Yeah, I just saw Ellen over the weekend, so she's excited to be a part of it.
That is very, very
if you're lucky, maybe we'll even let you and a listener play Beat Migs.
What?
She's like, I don't know if I'm ready for that honor.
Oh, I love Ellen.
Yeah.
Tickets are on sale right now. You can get general admission, or you can get a premium experience package. You want more info about Live Day, you know where to go. Again, it's just next week, basically. KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
For Monday. Oh, yeah. Pump it up. Pump it up. Oh, yeah. Pizza day today.
Oh, pizza day.
Pizza without anchovies day.
Okay, I can get it right.
Yeah,
I can make that right.
Pizza with everything but anchovies.
Oh, yeah. Plus, it's happy hour day.
Yes, it is. It's National Happy Hour Day.
Plus, guys, next week is Thanksgiving. Can you believe how quickly it's come upon us?
Yes.
Actually, I know this because of how much my poor wife is freaking out about it.
Oh, because you're hosting.
Yes, we're hosting. So we don't have a freezer. Wow. We have a tiny freezer.
The
one that we just got here at the radio station. No one will miss it.
Well, we have two turkeys that we're getting, and apparently now we're storing two turkeys at one of the friends of my wife's house so we can get it to bring it over.
Okay.
This was our whole weekend excitement.
This already sounds like a giant cluster F.
It is, and we're going to have almost 20 people at the house.
20 people?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you knew 20 people.
Well, these are just family. But yeah, I had a party on Friday night, and we had about 20 people, almost 20 people, and it worked out, so Steve, I think we're going to be okay.
Do you remember when we first met him?
He didn't want anyone even near him.
He was the most antisocial creature ever. Now he's got parties, hosting Thanksgiving.
Shout out to his wife.
Yeah,
getting him out of his comfort zone.
There you go, because yeah, this isn't me. This is all her.
That's true, because your wife actually is a very nice person, very social person.
She's fun to be around.
And then there's you.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice balance there. Can't even argue. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Rose in Tacoma. Rose, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
Is this Rose that texts us all the time?
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
It's always fun hearing the voice of the person who texts us.
Well, and I'm actually in Charlotte, North Carolina this morning.
Whoa.
Go Checkers. Cool.
Checkers?
It's their hockey team.
Oh!
From minor league hockey.
Oh, it's like they have
a really bad attempt at trying to connect with her.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. And Rose, she's visiting. She's like,
go Checkers!
Okay.
I know everything. I'm sure you're a lifelong season ticket holder for the Charlotte Checkers.
You have no idea. They are my favorite.
See? I was right.
Yeah, we were.
What's she playing for today, Steve?
Well, she's going to have to come back in December because tickets to go check out Cadesport MMA at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, December 15th. Ted Smith is going to be there as well.
Yeah,
that's always a fun time. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want tickets, they're available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Rose will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Rose, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Created by Hanna-Barbera, which futuristic cartoon featured Mr. Spacely and Astro the Dog?
The Jetsons.
Yes. What vodka cocktail has the same name as a magazine?
The Cosmo. Cosmopolitan.
Yes. On The Simpsons, Homer gave up his soul for a single what?
Beer?
No.
Donut.
Yes. What island is Pearl Harbor located on?
Oahu?
Yes. Prosciutto comes from the meat of what animal?
Pig.
Yes. What Ferris Bueller actor was once a speechwriter for Richard Nixon?
Oh, is that Cameron?
No.
Cameron Fry?
No.
Pass.
Which film director's films include Raging Bull and Goodfellas?
Martin Scorsese?
Yes. Anna Faris played Cindy Campbell in what horror movie spoof?
Scary Movie.
Yes. For which viral disease did Louis Pasteur develop a vaccine?
Polio.
No.
Pass.
Hartford is the capital of what U.S. state?
Connecticut.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Oh, not
that's
too bad.
Pretty good one.
Not too bad. I might give me a song today.
You might.
Might give me a song.
And then, then that'll get you pumped up for Monday.
Gotta love Rose out there in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you can listen to us anywhere, man. Just get the radio.com app or radio.com just online itself. There you go.
Perfect. All right. Steve?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Created by Hanna-Barbera, what futuristic cartoon featured Mr. Spacely and Astro the Dog?
Jetsons.
Yes. What vodka cocktail has the same name as a magazine?
Cosmopolitan.
Yes. On The Simpsons, Homer gave up his soul for a single what?
Donut.
Yes. Yeah. What island is Pearl Harbor located on?
Oahu.
Yes. Prosciutto comes from the meat of what animal?
Pig.
Yes.
Yeah.
What Ferris Bueller actor was once a speechwriter for Richard Nixon?
Ben Stiller.
No.
Oh. Matthew Broderick?
No.
Oh. Fred Steiner.
No. Which films director includes films include Raging Bull and Goodfellas?
Martin Scorsese.
Hey. Yes. Hey. Anna Faris played Cindy Campbell in what horror movie spoof?
Oh, I Know What You Did Last Summer?
No.
Scream?
No.
Crap. Oh. I can't remember it.
Oh,
crap.
Oh, yeah.
Not another scary movie.
No.
Damn it.
For which viral disease did Louis Pasteur develop a vaccine?
Lupus.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4,
syphilis.
5, 6. No. Stop guessing. You lose 8-6. Rose, woo! You win.
Good job, Rose.
I was feeling so good and I fell apart.
Yeah,
yeah,
you did.
Surely did. Rose, you hang on because you're a big winner, girl.
Thank you.
Love that about Rose, and I love this.
Get you pumped up.
It sure will. Yeah, he's a loser,
all right. Man, now I need to go back and listen to this album.
All right, go ahead, buddy. Do it.
Thank you so much.
The hell movie is it, man?
You were so close.
You named like the second or third movie in the franchise.
Well, here's the thing. Don't add not another
scary movie.
That
there
was the
you
first
go.
One.
Yeah.
Such an idiot.
Yeah, you are.
And you got so close with the Ferris Bueller one, too.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller's not
Ben Stein.
In this. Ben Stein. And then you said, like,
Steiner.
Fred Steiner at the end. I'm like, oh.
I couldn't think of his name either. As soon as he said Fred Steiner, I'm like, oh, that's
Bueller.
Right. Ben Stein. That's the guy.
Bueller.
With Ben Stein's money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the other one that both of you missed, the viral disease that Louis Pasteur developed a vaccine for.
Yeah. I'm blanking.
Rabies.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I don't think I knew that.
Well, now you did.
Look at that.
Look at that. You learned
first
something.
He does pasteurization, then he stops rabies. That Louis Pasteur was a guy.
He was. And that's why I use him for questions on Beat Migs, because he was a guy.
Okay, then.
Congratulations on Rose on beating Steve this morning.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. Just like that. Not too shabby at all. Pretty sweet, Steve.
Can I give a quick shout out? Because I mentioned Ellen from Q13, and I got to work an event with her over the weekend. We emceed a really cool charity fundraiser that the Lady 12s put together. together,
which
is the clothing line put together by Joe Tafoya, him and his wife Brandolin.
You see
a lot of their items are available at like the QFCs or Bartels or whatever it may be. Lots of cool Seahawk inspired attire, and so they had us MC an event that raised money for the Motley Zoo Animal Rescue. So
there's a lot going on.
Shout out to obviously the Tafoyas for putting on a great. They sold out. The place was packed.
That's great.
And a lot of people who listened to the show, and it was really cool. And
thanks, guys.
And most importantly, raised a bunch of money for a great animal rescue group called Motley Zoo, which we've done a lot of stuff with at Pain in the Grass and things like that. But the best part was they do like a fashion show type of a thing. So they have a lot of former Seahawk wives come out, a lot of former players, girlfriends, or whoever it may be.
Oh, you scared me. I thought you were in the fashion show.
No. Okay, you don't want to see that.
Okay. I was getting a little worried there.
No, I was just there just to talk.
Okay.
But they had all these ladies come out rocking all the attire. Although they had one guy, Lawyer Malloy's dad. And Lawyer Malloy's dad might be the greatest person I've ever met. He just walks down that runway and he's just shaking his body. Women are pulling out dollar bills and he's taking them. He probably walked away with like $50
just for you, Lawyer Malloy's dad.
He's just shaking his butt all around and stuff. But some of the ladies would walk with some of the animals and the dogs that they have from Motley Zoo. So one of the females was walking with one of the dogs, and as they're finishing their runway thing, and the dog's like all excited seeing people, and they're about ready to make the turn, and the dog, she just squats and just takes a leap.
Yeah, you'll have that.
I could not stop laughing. I lost all composure. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, you know when you're doing stuff with animals, you know someone's going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
yeah. You hope it's not one of the humans, but yeah, you would have surprised if you said none of the animals did that.
It was pretty funny, and it was at Safeco Field. It was in like the
nice.
But it was cool, or whatever it's going to be called now, because they removed. Did you see they're removing the letters?
Yeah. So they did. So Safeco's done.
I believe so.
Yeah, because I saw that on my way out of here on Friday. I saw them pulling the letters off Safeco Field,
and they're putting up for that enchanted Christmas village that they're going to have. And we saw, you could see on the field some of the cool stuff that they're setting up for this. There's going to be a little ice skating thing.
I don't know about this.
Oh, my wife and I are planning on buying tickets for this. It looks really cool. It's just, you know, winter wonderland type of a thing.
Oh, so this is happening at the ballpark?
Yeah, on the field. There'll be like an ice skating trail. Of course, you know, it's very Christmassy, but so you could see them setting it up and it looked pretty cool.
What are we supposed to call it if they take those letters down now?
Enchanted Park.
Enchanted Park.
No, I don't know.
Because I haven't heard about a new sponsor yet, but, you know, I did read that I read not too long ago that they didn't come to an agreement with Safeco, but I wasn't sure if they were going to maybe, you know, redo it, maybe get back to the bargaining table, but if they're taking those letters down.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're calling it, though. Damn. Although somebody suggested it should be called Failure Field. I don't think that's what they're going to call it.
Failure Field, ladies and gentlemen. I like that idea. Why not? I still think that Maddox dude that they picked up, though, we can't forget that. That was a good trade.
It is weird, though, to think about it's going to be called something else.
I know.
But then you think about CenturyLink Field was Quest Field not very long ago, but we've made the adjustment.
It was Seahawk Stadium, too, for a couple years.
That's true.
Which, you know, it'd be cool if it went back and was just like Mariners Park or something.
But I've seen some people say they wanted to call it like Niehaus Field or something like that.
Oh, that would be cool, too. That would be great. You know what would be great? I will tell you what would be great. Because you're onto something, Steve. If a major company would actually say, look, we're going to buy a sponsorship, but we're going to call it Niehaus Field, even though it's us. And maybe they just get, you know, maybe they'll call it, let's just say...
Target's Niehaus Field.
Yeah, Target's Niehaus Field, or, you know, maybe Microsoft's Niehaus Field. Something, you know, a local company just decides, boy, I would have a lot of props and a lot of respect and might even consider using somebody's products.
Mm.
Seriously, because that's a classy move. If you get your name on there, but you also put like a Niehaus on there, that would be fantastic.
Although I do like Shannon Chihelis says they should call it Funko Field.
Oh,
nice.
Yes.
That would be fun.
Funko's going to have to pony up some cash to make that happen.
A lot of cash. You know what? I love that idea, too.
Yeah, someone said that the naming rights for the ballpark was only for 20 years. So, and it just timed out because they're doing that enchanted. That was a good reason for them to pull the name off. Be like, hey, we're taking the name off so we could put Enchanted Park for the Christmas thing that's going on.
Okay.
Saying that the new name will be on the stadium next year.
So it will be next year.
Yeah, so we won't get it this year.
So they're not going to, they still haven't announced what it is? Do we know who it is? No.
No, nothing.
They're keeping it quiet.
Or maybe they don't have anyone yet. You should put up some money.
Yeah, BJ and Migs Field.
Yeah.
Nah, you know what? I'll be classy. Niehaus Field.
Niehaus and Migs Field.
That's great. Perfect.
I have no class.
Everybody wins. Okay, great.
And I'm willing to put in $40.
$40?
That's all I got.
You have never spent $40 on anything. that I've seen out of your wallet like that.
T-shirts. When have I been offered an opportunity to have my name on a ballpark?
That's a good point. You know what? You know a value when you see one. You're pulling out the $40 for $40.
Just to have it at Niehaus and Migs. I got $20 on it, too.
$60 now.
All right. You
know I'll put five in.
$65.
You know what? If I put my name on there, not even put anything in.
No, I'm taking my $20 back.
I was like, can I Venmo?
Okay, fine. Can you
PayPal
Venmo?
Me.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. I don't have Venmo.
All right.
I'm old-fashioned.
Why would two coworkers? I'm done with you. I'm done with all of you. Why would two coworkers steal 100 porta potties? Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A waste disposal company in Germany. Oh, they were having problems, man. Their porta potties kept disappearing.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I remember my first cropper.
They were vanishing two or three at a time, so nobody noticed at first. But then, after more than 100 porta potties, worth a total of about $80,000 disappeared, the company was like, okay, something's up. What's, I mean, 100 of these things are missing. What is going on? Turns out, inside job.
What the hell is the math on that? I'm bad at math. 80,000.
Well, let's see. That'd be less than 8,000 a piece. Is that right?
It's $8,000 for a porta potty?
I guess so. Am I doing the math? Is that right? Is that the right math?
Uncle Chris?
Or 800? What is that? How many? I don't know. Divide it. Somebody do it.
800.
All right.
800.
Yeah.
So the 800 a piece.
Okay. Still seems a little excessive.
Yeah.
For a plastic box.
$800. $800 seems about right.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I can make one for about 200.
Oh, really?
It may not be as nice as these.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, yours would be just a hole and maybe a garbage bag.
Serves the same purpose.
Yeah.
Maybe a shower curtain for privacy.
And I'll just tape a bottle of Purell to the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Turns out, inside job, two employees were stealing these porta potties, 100 of them, and then selling them to a company in the Netherlands on the black market.
Okay, that makes sense. Why wouldn't there be a black market for porta potties?
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't that be called a brown market?
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Two guys ended up getting suspended sentences, even though only three of the porta potties have turned up.
So they haven't been fired yet?
No, well, as far as I know, the story doesn't say they got fired. They just said they got suspended sentences. I hope they got fired.
Maybe it's hard to find people willing to work that job.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, really, they still are good workers. And who wouldn't steal a porta potty?
I mean, Sam and Scrim has a very solid point. Sorry.
Solid? Yeah, okay.
It's because they obviously don't give a crap about their jobs.
Hey. Oh, well. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Steve. You guys are making my morning.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, two employees busted for stealing 100 porta potties so they could sell them on the brown market.
Thank you.
Based on this, when were you shocked to find out something about your coworker? Because, you turn around and you go, what, Steve has been stealing porta potties? I would be like, damn.
That's how ballsy they were about it. Not stealing one or two. They stole 100 of them. They didn't think they were going to get caught at some point.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. You feel like, okay, guys, the scale. It's like two or three is one thing, but once you get to 100, someone's going to notice.
Yeah, they got a little selfish with this.
Yeah, if you're on Shark Tank, they're going to go, this business cannot scale, gentlemen. It's just not going to be successful. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Again, when were you shocked to find out something about your coworker? Your calls, your texts, after Sublime, on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. Two employees got busted for stealing 100 porta potties so they could sell them on the brown market, as Steve calls it.
Yes.
Based on this, when were you shocked to find something out about a coworker? 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Let's go to James and Squim. James, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning. Hola.
Hola, James. Hola. Don't forget the men's room afternoons right here on The Rock. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, I went to work for this company, and I came to find out that one of the coworkers that I worked with, he was going to court and was a child molester.
Jeez.
Not convicted of molesting a child.
Oi, oi, oi. So what, was he convicted? He was found guilty?
He sure was, yep. He got 25 years.
Oh, Damn, dude.
Did you have any, like, not that, I mean, did you feel a weird vibe from the guy when you work with him? Or was it, you know, because when you heard about, like, Gary Ridgway, granted, a little bit different, but he was a serial killer.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, after he got busted, were like, yeah, we kind of figured he was, we called him Green River Gary. We got this weird vibe from the guy.
Wow.
Yeah, no, this guy was young. He was good looking, very personable. I never would have thought it in a million years.
Wow.
And I guess the company had kind of known about it for a while because he was on trial. And then I went into work that morning, and my boss was looking at the computer, and they were looking at a picture from the paper that they were looking on the internet. So
he had the gall to go into work after he got convicted? Oh, no, it couldn't have been.
Well, he went to work because they were giving him the benefit of a doubt because he took it to trial. So.
Oh, that makes sense. Gotcha. So, but everybody knew that he was.
He was a good worker and very personable. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, and what else can you do at that point? If somebody is only you know, suspected, you gotta give them their day in court and this until proven guilty, unfortunately.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Man, that makes the lunch break a little weird, though, if you're sitting in the room with the guy. You're like, hey, I saw you on the news.
Yeah, that's, gosh.
If you looked at this kid, man, he was an all-American looking guy, you know. It's just, you wouldn't have never thought it in a million years about this kid. You really wouldn't.
And there was no, because look, here's the thing, man. It's not like a regular crime. Where, you know, for instance, like, you know, insider trading, you know what I mean? Like the dude on the Seahawks. This is a crime that a lot of people find so heinous that they, even if you're not convicted yet, they might still want to hit, they might want to hurt the guy. None of that ever happened, huh?
Oh, no. He was saying that it was all made up and that everybody, you know, it wasn't right, you know, and everybody gave him the benefit of the doubt because, you know, he was such a personable guy, you know, everybody liked him. And,
wow, that's that is amazing. I appreciate the call, James.
So messed up.
It just goes to show you the difference between, I think, the West Coast and Seattle and the East Coast, because I think that people would have been fighting the guy on the East Coast.
I mean, I think that would happen anywhere if they found out. I mean, maybe in his workplace it didn't, because
we're a special place, Steve. Well, you know what? We're kind to people here. You know, we wait until the process is done. You don't think?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Because
I'm like you. I am surprised that somebody didn't get in his face.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would. I mean, maybe people just realize, man, I'm going to lose my job. I'm just going to stay away from this guy because he's a piece of crap.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We want to know, when were you shocked to find out something about a coworker? Let's go to Dan in Port Orchard. Dan, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Dan. Welcome to the show. How about you?
So when in the 90s, I worked for the major truck manufacturer on down by Boeing Field. And I
worked
with Ridgway, the Green River Killer.
Okay. What did you do with Gary Ridgway?
I worked with him.
Whoa.
Yeah, I just referenced the guy. That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Seriously, dudes, I've stood 2 feet away from him, had a cup of coffee, and BS with him.
Okay, so we heard these stories of when, after he got busted, people were like, oh, yeah, we figured it was him. We called him Green River Gary for a reason. Did you have that same vibe?
No, no clue. But then again, that was so far off my radar, you know.
And he just says you had a cup of coffee with the guy and just seemed like a regular guy. He didn't seem off to you.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to really, and in a way, like, I never would think around the water cooler, be like, hey, Gary, kill any hookers this weekend? You know? I mean, it doesn't seem like something that comes up in a conversation.
I don't know. Maybe with Steve, I'd ask that question.
There we go.
That's nice.
Yeah. You know what? And you should. You should ask all sorts of questions to Steve.
I respect hookers.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, that's good to know about you.
I'm glad that you said thanks, because you're kind of like a hooker, huh?
Wow. Okay. Now,
wait, you said thanks.
Well, now you're looking at me like I'm not too sure how long I'm going to live in this situation.
You're fine. Okay. You're fine. Don't worry. Yes.
But you know, that just goes to show you, a lot of us dudes are clueless. We just don't pay attention enough. You know, I because there are some people that, you know, if you're hyper, you just whatever, hyper aware, you just pick up on a lot of stuff. Because I got to be thinking, weirdos, you can tell weirdos, or people that got mental illness, you can just tell.
Well, yeah, we know our own.
Yeah.
That's
great, Rev. You're right, Rev. You know, you're absolutely right. I think maybe that's what it is I know crazy because I am crazy. But, you know, the average...
He was a quiet man.
Yeah, exactly. The average guy probably says, I don't know, I had a cup of coffee with the guy and he didn't try to kill me, so I didn't think he was a killer. It's really, it's like, if you don't try to kill me, you don't look like a killer.
You just don't have that assumption. I always go back to the one for us, and I think anyone who worked with her at the time would probably agree that the craziest thing we found out about a coworker was that she set another coworker's house on fire.
Fire starter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would never...
No!
Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time with her, but there's no way if you said, okay, she's going to do something crazy, what do you think it's going to be? I'd never predict that.
No, when I found out, and I found out the night it happened from the person whose house got set on fire,
yeah,
and I was
nuts.
Just like,
oh, yeah,
no, not her.
I heard that story, and I'm like, what?
Right, and then I run into that girl months and months later, and it was at a Sonics game, and I remember saying, hey, how you been? I said, great, why ask?
Why ask?
Because you set your roommate's house on fire that you worked with.
Yeah, you know, that little blip on the radar there. Kid, you want to say anything about that?
Nope. I have no idea why you would be concerned about me.
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't get it. Why would you ask that? Hey, what's your favorite song? Is it Nelly? You know, getting out in here? Going to burn down your house? What's happening here?
I think she's more of a Prodigy fan.
Oh, you think?
Firestarter.
Okay.
Firestarter.
Yeah, good call.
I know it's your son's in the room.
Oh, really?
We D's nuts.
Doesn't he have to actually work in order to notice anything about people?
Hey, I'd like to say I'm impressed by his work ethic.
What?
He's here today after celebrating his birthday this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Good call. Typically, Joe has a stomach ache after a serious night of drinking.
He turned 30. Has he turned a corner?
Oh, is he more mature now?
I drank on Friday and said, Steve, so I had 2 days to recover.
Ah, if it was Saturday, you would have taken Monday off.
Exactly.
And not to mention, we finished up by about 8 o'clock on Friday, so.
Wow, you guys started early.
Yeah, there was a lot of drinking on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot Danny's involved, which you got to be thinking this is not good for my son. I don't think Danny's a good influence. This was not a good pairing.
No, but actually, Danny was involved with what I found out about a coworker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was when we were in Boston, and I was rooming with Danny, and he used cologne as a breath freshener.
Yeah!
That's still the weirdest thing. Danny does a lot of weird things. We learned even on Friday that he leaves the room to put a condom on.
Yes, that's the intimate. Other weird thing. You're right, though. So the cologne breath freshener and the I'll be right back to put a condom on. Yeah, that's, yeah.
I think the cologne on the mouth is the weirdest thing, though.
Yeah.
And to be fair, you're the only guy I've ever met who likes pimple popping videos as much as I do.
All right. Yeah, like that this. Is usually that's so a chick thing, yeah.
And you look at me like I'm the serial killer.
I agree with you, Steve.
I think it's got
to
be this guy.
I used to think Rev, too. I thought Rev also, but Danny is now starting to really rise to the top.
Remember, he has an evil side and a normal side of his body with the tattoos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So it's maybe like the nice side is would never do something like that, but on the other side of his body, he's just hacking people up over
Dr. Emo and Mr. Hyde over there?
Yeah.
I like that.
You know, one side's just like, yeah, I'm killing you. The other side's crying.
Do you mean
like,
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Dr. Evil and Mr. Hyde would
I
be
said
the same.
Dr. Emo. Emo.
Oh, Dr. Death Emo. Man.
Oh, I'm deaf.
Thanks for
ruining
my joke.
Yeah.
That's right.
You joke killer.
Sorry,
you're
buddy.
Back on the list.
Yeah.
I'm
back on the list because you can't hear one.
Oh, guess what, Danny? You're now the second most...
That's fine. Yeah.
The second most candidate for serial killing.
I just like having nice smelling breath and cologne is there as opposed to Banaca.
What?
Banaca.
Yeah, is that what
it's called?
Why
does anybody use Banaca?
I used it in eighth grade.
That's what I used to use as a kid.
Yeah, I think my grandpa used that. I don't even think they sell that anymore.
Danny, you're not old enough to even... I can't believe that's even in your brain, Banaca.
What about like a breath strip or gum?
I've never used a breath strip.
Oh, the Listerine breath... They're lifesavers,
out.
Dude.
They're
not actually lifesavers, but they really save your life.
You can still buy Banaca on Amazon.
How much is that going for?
Why would you?
A six-pack is going for $12.
See, I like that way better than gum because I almost choke on gum every time I eat it. And then,
what's wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
What are you trying to swallow it?
Yeah, but you use cologne as opposed to, well, at least buy the Banaca. You're spraying cologne in your mouth.
I like the way it smells.
Hey, somebody says cologne is a breath freshener. Taste buds are probably fried, and that's why Dino's pizza is delicious to you.
Yeah, right.
Dion's.
Yeah, Dion's. Yeah. Dino, Dion, whatever.
Whatever.
No, Dion. Yeah, Dino's is great no matter what.
Yeah.
I think it fried some brain cells too, so it's good.
How about this text says, I found out a coworker who was also a Craigslist escort and would have people come to the workplace to do the deed in the back parking lot.
Oh, there we go.
Whoa.
You got to make some extra money, dude.
Hooker on the side?
Yeah, plus you get to do it at your job.
Do you think any coworkers took her up on it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it might as well. You can make a killing at work.
Dude, if I found out my coworker was a hooker and I was single, I'd be like, yeah, what's up?
She could give you like an employee discount?
I hope so.
A little bit. A couple bucks off.
Yeah, as it were. Yeah, I think so.
When I was working as a security guard, I found out that one of the janitors, this old crusty dude, was actually a military sniper. Or at least that's what he told us. And the way that he carried himself, I completely believed him.
Yeah, dude, old people, you just never know the stories if you start talking.
And the way he's just telling the stories, I mean, they didn't even sound embellished the way that he was putting them out there. So, and it was like, yeah, I believe that you had shot all and killed all these people. And it was in, like, the Vietnam time. So, like, yeah, I accept this. And it was just like, I carried myself a little bit differently around him after that, just because I'm like, this guy could probably just gut me right now.
Oh, yeah.
And not even have a second thought about it.
I love that about old people. You never know when they're slow rolling you.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I've been watching the motorcycle show, the Mayans MC, and they've been slow rolling the Edward James Olmos character, because he just looked like, oh, I'm a guy that works in the deli and my kids are in trouble and I'm trying to help them out. And then as the show goes on, you realize, oh, wait a second, he was a badass.
It's like I was working, yeah, the janitor was basically Liam Neeson from every one of those freaking movies.
I love that. So with old people, you just, you know what, start talking. You never know what you're going to get out of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they might tell you some, plus they'll tell you some stories from when life was different back in the day.
If I was an old guy, you'd probably have to wear adult diapers. I'd just crap myself and see how long it took until somebody realized it.
Okay. Instead of being the wise old guy that people like the groundskeeper.
I want to be the disgusting old guy.
You want to be that guy. Yep. Okay.
See how long until they finally are like, look, I can't talk to you anymore, Grandpa.
Yeah, I know. That would happen just once, and then that would be the last time I talk to you.
Ooh, we have an update about the hooker with the Craigslist ass. The coworker.
I mean the Craigslist ad. You said the Craigslist ass, I think is what was said.
Well, I mean, I think that comes with it, right?
A little Freudian on that one.
They said, yes, a couple dudes were regulars. Ha ha.
Oh, nice. Just, okay. Love this plan.
Oh.
Wow.
Just think about that.
That was a little disturbing.
No, think about
face.
If she gets busted.
Dude, I was watching you think about that, and that was disturbing.
Well, I wasn't thinking in a sexual way. I'm thinking like how that could just create serious issues in the workplace. If she gets busted and times out to a coworker.
Wait a second.
I'm just thinking of the syphilis epidemic at work.
This is an HR nightmare.
No, I refuse to believe that a woman who is practicing prostitution at the place that she works with her coworkers could be a problem. How could that be a problem, Steve? I think that's fine.
Do you trust that she's not going to dime them out?
This is like a news flash to you. Wait a second. This could be an HR nightmare. Does anybody know about this?
For real?
Yes, you're right. I still, you know what? I think it would be a wonderful thing. If somebody wants to do that, why can't we let people just live their lives, man?
Like, just think of our workplace, like an email comes out and they're like, oh, we had to let, you know, Sally go because she was a hooker on the side. I don't know if they would, you know, that's what they say, she's leaving for future endeavors or whatever.
What if it's that we had to let Rev go because he was a hooker on the side? See, yeah, that would even be more like, what?
That would suck because he's not going to be making money on that job.
We think that. No, we think that. I know. How about that?
What if, though, some girl gets busted for being a hooker here at the workplace, then you find out like your son has been paying for sex with her this whole time. Well, he has to go down with the ship.
It would make sense as to why he's not saving as much as I think he should be.
Or he's asking you for advances.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude. What if the HR person turned out to be the
dude,
one?
Dude, that happened in my job.
Oh, this would be the best story.
Oh, dude, that was so great. The HR person and the gentleman. And the gentleman. No, she was stealing and banging the general manager. They were embezzling together. The HR person and the general manager was amazing at a retail establishment that will go unnamed. But let's just say
you've named it a bunch of other times.
You've only named one
place that you've
worked. What are you talking about? Just because it rhymes with you get the axe for the enemum. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what story that could be.
What a great premise for a sitcom.
I think TJ Hooker might shop there.
No, geez. That could be her name. She's a HR director
that's also a hooker.
Yes.
You're right. Or it could even be a cop show.
I don't know. One person says, my wife babysits for a lady and we're pretty sure she's a hooker.
Oh, because, they have a lot of odd hours. Okay, you got to come take care of my kid because I'm...
Another person said, I had a coworker that was prostituting herself to guests at our work. And then trying to extort them for large sums of money. Not to mention, she was also a cokehead.
Oh, that'll do it.
I mean, people think that hookers work a lot at night, but I feel like if you're, you know, especially if guys are married or whatever, I think it'd be during the day, so it'd be, you know, not so obvious.
A lot of lunch hour things.
Yeah, exactly.
And how great if you're in the workplace and you could just, like, go into, like, the lactation room.
Exactly.
As it were.
Extra for that one.
It's the privacy room.
Yeah, the privacy room.
It's like, why does Sally always have a noon appointment in the privacy room?
Yeah.
She blocks that time out.
And I don't think she has a child. I don't know what she's... Oh my.
I
got to talk about this man that broke into the zoo. Why? Well, because he was trying to get the animals to help him. That's why. Help him with what? I'll tell you what. 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.